And in this ongoing series to change our legislature, I wanted to bring you another person who I think can make an outstanding candidate. Her name is Ileana Schremer. Ileana, good morning and welcome to New Jersey 101.5. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
You are welcome. I first got word that you were thinking about stepping up and running. I want to just let you make your own announcement, and I do want to understand though how you got started on this and what your main issue is. But go ahead.
Thank you, Bill. I am going to be running in the Legislative District 14 against Senator Linda Greenstein.
Linda Greenstein, who was a big supporter of the gas tax.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the main reason for doing it, Bill, is, you know, I've been serving for years now on the Hamilton Township Council, where we run a tight ship. Financially, we run a tight ship.
Yeah.
And one of the things, myself, as many New Jerseyans, we're sick and tired of politicians mismanaging our money. They take our taxes, spend it in ways that is just does not make sense. And every time they run out of money, they go back to the ATM, which is us, and they withdraw more money from our pockets. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I have so many friends and neighbors, including my parents, who moved out of the state because mm-hmm. they just could not afford it.
I have very little family left in New Jersey. I'm still, I'm the lone holdout who's digging in. And Ileana, I know you're digging in as well. And I want to ask you, though, what are the prospects of winning in the 14th district? Because I had this conversation about these primary wins, you know, where you've got a Republican challenging a Republican in a relatively safe district, not safe for an incumbent Republican who voted for the gas tax like Betty Lou DeCroce. But Linda Greenstein, I mean, what are the real prospects, and what kind of team are you able to put together? That it sounds like that could be a very, very heavy lift to beat her in the 14th district.
Bill, I would not be doing this if I did not think I can win. I am out in the community. I am talking with residents. I am all over. From the moment I was appointed on council and got elected, I am out in the community and I talk to people. And people are sick and tired. And do you know how many times I hear from them? Our elected officials do nothing. Our elected officials do nothing. Of course they do nothing, because they get into office, they get comfortable, they vote according to their party bosses who tell them how to vote. They're there representing their political bosses. They're not representing you. And if you're not doing your job, you don't deserve to be there. I have seen so much excitement when I have been speaking to people about doing this. The excitement is there, and they truly believe that this is the time that we can take her. And not even that, I also represent a very unique demographics also, because I am an immigrant. I immigrated from Cuba in 1970 when I was a little girl. So my family had to come from another country, start in a brand new country that they knew nothing about, work their way up, struggle, make the money and the must match. So I know what it's like to struggle, because so many millions of Americans here in New Jersey are.
So what are your top points? So number one, the gas tax. Linda Greenstein, I will continue to remind people, big supporter of the gas tax, and you would have been opposed to it, are opposed to it, and will fight against things like that in the legislature. That's one. Give me another point.
Well, Bill, let me go back to that point for a minute. It's not so much that she supported the gas tax. Think about this. This was a hot issue. This was something you were talking about relentlessly last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud you for doing that, because you really bring in so much good information for the public. You really do. You do a fantastic job doing
Thank
that.
Thank you.
But the fact is that she knew this was a hot issue. People were really, really angry about this. And she never, ever once came out and explained her position. She never once asked her taxpayers, how do you feel about this? Let me hear about you. She never even explained her position. And that is a blatant slap in the face to every taxpayer. That to me is insulting.
What about the State House renovation? Where are you on that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Do not tell me that we are broke and yet find $300 million to invest in a project where we are given no explanation in terms of what are the details. What are the itemized items that you're going to be going after? Who are the contractors you're using? What exactly are you even
fixing? So, Ileana, now I've got to jump for news. And let me ask you, if Linda would be agreeable, will you come on here and have this conversation with her face to face in the morning?
Absolutely.
All right. So Senator Greenstein, open invitation. Would love to have you in and have this conversation. I think that the voters in the 14th district certainly deserve to hear from both candidates. And I would love for Linda to come on and defend her support of the gas tax. And I don't know where she stands on the renovation. My guess is she's for it, but who knows? Let's have that conversation here openly. Ileana, I appreciate your courage. I applaud your positions and the fact that you're standing up in New Jersey and, for the rest of us. So good luck and open invitation to come back and just keep me posted. And you're in touch with Chris, I know, about how it's going.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you for everything you do for us in New Jersey.
Oh, you bet, Ileana. Thank you. Okay.